Fears are growing of a full-scale return to hostilities in the Middle East after Iran and the US traded fire in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said two US-flagged merchant vessels had made it through the waterway. The United Arab Emirates said Iran had also launched cruise missiles and drones towards its oil facilities, causing a fire. Our international editor, Jeremy Bowen, says this is a dangerous moment.
America's strategic binders, they need to get that straight open. The Iranians want to show that they're going to keep it closed or at least controlled. And the foreign minister today has been saying to MPs that not only are no nuclear talks going on with the Americans, but there will be no going back to the way things were before the war started on the 28th of February, that no hostile vessels from hostile nations would be allowed through.
Downing Street is hosting a series of meetings involving leaders from across public life to consider how to tackle anti-Semitism. Sir Keir Starmer will call attacks on the Jewish community a crisis. Last week, in the latest incident, two Jewish men were stabbed in Golders Green in North London. A report says modern slavery in the UK is at a record level and looks set to worsen over the next decade. The study was carried out for the independent anti-slavery commissioner, Eleanor Lyons. She says the cost of living, high levels of personal debt and insecure work all mean that more British people are being exploited. The Home Office says it's committed to ensuring the right protections are in place. A BBC investigation has found some self-described baby sleep experts are encouraging unsafe practices that medical professionals warn could cause serious harm to infants, even death. Undercover filming exposed individuals giving advice to parents, which is against NHS guidelines, because it could increase the risk of sudden and unexplained death of babies under a year old. Emily Aston says she paid a popular self-described sleep expert more than £500 for advice, but was encouraged to place her baby in an unsafe sleep position.
It got to a point where we were on, like, hourly wake-ups. We were pretty broken. And it really got to a point where we were desperate, and as first-time parents, we just needed help.
China's Wu Yizhe is snooker's new world champion. He beat Sean Murphy 18-17 in the first final frame decider in almost a quarter of a century. Wu has become a firm favourite with the crowds because of his aggressive style. But speaking through an interpreter after the match, he said he thought he was being heckled when he first heard his name chanted.
At the beginning, I had a misunderstanding. I thought people were booing me. But then the staff told me they were cheering me up. So I can't thank you all enough. No matter who you support, I think that the love for snooker is mutual.
It's okay.
Stars have gathered for the Met Gala in New York. The biggest night of the fashion calendar. It's the first time Beyoncé has attended the event in a decade.
And now, the weather in Manchester. A mix of cloud and sunny spells throughout the day, with a chance of light rain later in the evening. Temperatures reaching around 13 to 15 degrees Celsius, with light winds. That's the latest from Nikoff Radio.